Professor Alexander Betts is director of the Refugee Studies Centre at Oxford University and is on the line. Professor Betts, some really desperate accounts there, people saying they already felt dead and there was nothing to lose. For people to be going back seems a damning indictment of these camps. What's the problem?
Many Syrian refugees are arriving in neighbouring countries with skills, talents, aspirations, but there's a lack of economic opportunity in urban areas or camps. The host countries, who are overwhelmed, countries like Jordan and Lebanon, impose restrictions on the right to work. In Jordan, in theory, there is a right to work, but work permits are prohibitively expensive, there are bureaucratic restrictions, and so when Syrians arrive, they rely on the savings and capital they bring with them, but once that's depleted, they've got very little opportunity. In camps like Zaatari, there's no right to work, there's very little there, and so as a last resort, people either have to move onwards towards regions like Europe or desperately go back to Syria, the country of origin.
So is there a better way?
I think there is. Together with my colleague in Oxford, Paul Collier, we've published an article in Foreign Affairs last week called Help Refugees Help Themselves, Let Displaced Syrians Join the Labour Market. And it's based on a trip we did recently to the Zaatari refugee camp, where refugees don't have the right to work and there's suppression of economic activity. And we discovered that just 15 minutes from the Zaatari refugee camp, there's a special economic zone called the King Hussein Bin Talal Development Area. The government's put 100 million dinars into connecting it to the electricity grid, to the road network, but it lacks two things. It lacks labour and investment by businesses. So we thought, imagine if refugees could be employed in that special economic zone alongside Jordanian nationals. It could be a space to incubate Syrian businesses unable to work in Syria. The EU and other countries could provide trade concessions to businesses prepared to locate there, and refugees could have economic opportunity. We also thought this was a development opportunity for Jordan. It's a middle-income country, it wants to make the leap to manufacturing, but manufacturing companies are not locating to Jordan. If they could be encouraged to locate to those kinds of special economic zones, to employ refugees alongside skills and education, we could really change things and have a pilot that makes a difference.
Well, would the idea be, though, for these migrants to stay and settle in these zones as a permanent home? And if so, what does Jordan make of that?
No, I think the exciting difference about this is rather than just placing an overwhelming responsibility on cities and urban areas like Amman, having a zone like this relatively close to the border areas helps develop underdeveloped regions of the country and so benefits Jordan. But it also prepares people for when they can go home. It incubates the post-conflict economy of Syria. It means Syrian businesses and Syrian entrepreneurs can do things in those zones. And when they go home, they can be prepared to rebuild the country.
Do you think this would really the numbers trying to get into Europe? Should the EU in fact be supporting and investing in something like this, or will the lure of Europe always trump that and people will just find another way? They're going back to Syria either because they've run out of money or it's getting cold, or they're going to try and find another route and the flow will continue.
We need more sustainable solutions, and we have to recognise that the overwhelming majority of Syrian refugees, over 3.5 million, are in just three countries, Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, and it's there solutions have to be found. If Syrians don't have opportunities there, they will have to move onwards or, as a worst case scenario, go back to Syria. And I think if we can think outside the box and be creative and innovative and give refugees the right to work in ways that economically benefit those host countries, we can begin to change this and come up with a much more sustainable way to do refugee assistance in those regions of origin.
Professor Alexander Betts, thank you very much indeed. He's the director of the Refugee Studies at Oxford University.